Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more.
BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use a mobile device to sign up today and get into the action. Remember to use promo code AV for your 50% off welcome bonus on your first deposit.
BetOnline, where the game starts. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Dumb Dad Podcast. My name is Kevin, and I'm a dumb dad.
Hey, everybody. My name is Evan. I'm a dumb dad. Let's turn the energy up a little bit. You sounded like you were going to fall asleep.
It's not falling asleep. It's just over it. That was a... All right, here we are.
Me? Everything? All of it? Having children?
No, it's been a week. It's been... a week, and it's only Wednesday as of this recording.
Well, that's technically hasn't been a week then yet.
It's been a week.
Oh, I see. It's in quotations.
Yeah.
I'm right with you. It's been a week.
I have this stress ball I got from my kid's dentist office, and I'm just squeezing it all
week. You're squeezing it until it doesn't exist.
No, because here's what I got going on.
Buddy, lay it out on the table.
The book fair.
Ah.
The old school book fair.
Yep. Yep.
It's that time of year. Some people do it twice a year. Does your school do it twice a year?
I don't think so, but
great answer.
Like many things, I could be proven wrong because I'm just misremembering it. Ours is this week as well. A lot of the times we've talked about this before, our schools misalign with scheduling of things. It's this week as well.
Well, it's aligned. We're aligned. We're not misaligned.
Well, normally we are. Our two schools is what I'm saying. Jeez.
Well, they won't have to be. So I'm doing the book fair.
Yeah.
And as a member of the PTA and as a father.
No. With a kid in the school. As the president of the PTA.
Yeah, the president of the PTA.
Yes. Jeez. Take it while you got it.
The book fair is wild because here's why. When you were a kid, the book fair was just magical.
Oh, yeah.
Just a magical time. It's like the book fair is the coolest books have and will ever be. Even if you're a big fan of books today, the book fair will still be when books are the coolest. Mm-hmm. You go around, you just look at like, oh, I don't know, maybe this one, maybe I'll get that one. I don't know. And now it's just, now we're involved and now we're the magic. Just like with the holidays, we're the magic. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to explain so people have to have their children leave the room.
But because it's not all about the one subject. I know what you're saying. Let's just stay on this side of the line for right now. I hear what you're saying. You're saying is that like it's for the children. A lot of it is created by the parents. It's thought out, planned out, late nights, setting up. It's creating a lot of the magic, the whimsical stuff that happens out of nowhere. When you're a kid, it happens out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Right? That's the kind of stuff that it's really on the parents.
Parenting is just a constant finding out how the sausage is made and having to keep that secret from your children at all times.
What? What an analogy. Because you know why?
Why?
Some people are like, I'm not going to eat sausage.
Mm-hmm.
And those people are correct in a lot of ways. When you understand what sauce goes into the sausage.
Well, here's the thing.
It's not one ingredient.
I want to say, with the holidays, the book fair, I very much enjoy it. It is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's just wild when you're on the other side of it. And you have to be the magic for the kids, which is very fun. When you're a volunteer, it's a lot easier. And you get to witness a lot of these funny things. Like the kids... Sure. Coming up to you, and I run the register. I'm like, every time I'm there, I'm running the register. Really? I used to bartend, so I'm very good with a money till, and I'm very good working fast and working with people that are belligerent and give you the wrong change and ask for things after you've already cut them off. I am very good at the book fair because I was a bartender.
You know what? Same. I could see how that's like, that doesn't faze me.
It's quite all right. I mean, I will say when you have a line of people, if anybody did this at a bar, I might break a bottle over their head. An adult. Don't write letters. But the amount of times a kid walks up to me and I'm like, whatever, the $23.50, and the kid hands me like a roll of money.
Yeah.
And it's in no particular order. It's like ones, fives, maybe a 20. Like, and it's just like, they just rolled it up into like a...
Can you imagine if it's like Friday night, DJ's ripping it off and you're, you know, you're three old fashions deep trying to make it for somebody else. Got you in a second. Yep, yeah. I got you. I see you. I'm right there. Just give me 1 second. $16.80. And the guy pulls out like a wad of money and you're just like, I'll be back.
That's all you do.
Exactly what you do. I'm not standing here.
See, that's the thing. I don't have. But
you have to sit there and wait for the kid to do it.
And
why don't you step aside, bud, and count your money? Yeah, Sophia, come here. I'll get you.
Well, what is nice about it, and this is where I'm like, I'm not a, I don't know. I'm not a ruthless businessman. Okay. I'm not a pure capitalist. And I understand that some of the funds that happens at a book fair goes to the PTA, which pays for the fun things. But like, it's heartbreaking when a kid walks up to you with like one item and they're short a couple bucks. So you can either pay it out of pocket yourself, or we have like funds that like this particular book fair encourages you to use that we've made from past fairs.
Yeah.
So you can like roll that money over.
Sure. Plus you can, I think when the kids, cause they get money, right, put in their little account and like,
yeah, they get an e-wallet.
They get an e-wallet and can't, like, if I remember correctly, some of it can be sort of like supplied to the greater good a little bit, that kind of a donation.
Yes, that's the same thing. Yeah. It's to share the fund.
Yeah.
So I think the funniest moment in all of it, and it's happened multiple times already, is like when a kid comes up to me and they give me like, you know, set amount of items and I ring them up and they're in the upper, like third, fourth, fifth graders. It's not that funny when there's kindergarten. This is kind of funny when it's like, all right, it's like, you know, it's $28. And then they just like, they're holding a 20 and they're like, and their teacher goes, you don't have enough. And I want to go, I mean, you teach a math.
We're just talking about addition here, man. It's fourth grade.
Here's what
come on, man. How long have we been doing addition for?
Here's what I want to rant about it, though. I do want to say this. And I understand it's a nation. Like, my wife corrected me on this because this was going to be my rant, and she kind of helped me fix it because I could have really put my foot in my mouth.
Oh, shame on you, Annie.
So it's a nationwide.
Do not ever do that.
It's a nationwide company.
Uh huh.
So therefore, they can't include tax. The last bar I worked at, a shot of vodka was like $5.48.
Right.
Because
so you say $8.
Tax, it's $8.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is. And that's great. That was a good system and I appreciated that. This, we take children who are from kindergarten all the way from TK all the way up to fifth grade.
Yeah.
And the kids go, how much money do I have in an e-wallet? Which is like when your parents supply money, for those who don't know, like
it's like a digital donation, and then it goes into like a little sort of
little bank that they have that goes on the computer. So like there's no handing off of money or anything. We can just look it up, apply it to their total, and it's great. And they're like, how much do I have? And I'm like, $30. And then they walk up with $30 worth of things, but they didn't apply tax to all of those items. Yeah. Which is like, okay, this is not your fault, but now it's like $6 more or something. And you're just like,
it's like you're not,
but you have to keep the magic. You're the magic. That's my point.
Yeah.
You have to continue to be the magic. Point being, I gave out
There's no magic in bartending.
There is a lot of magic.
Well,
in bartending.
What I'm saying is not for that kind of stuff. But you're not keeping the magic alive for somebody who pulls out a 20 and they got $40 on the tab. You're like, get out of here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna make you disappear. How about that for some magic?
No.
Hey, Ronnie, come talk to this guy.
But it's been wild. It's a fun thing. I love doing it.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun, but it was just so funny being on the other side of it, setting it all up, being like, God, I remember the feeling I had as a kid. It's just a surreal parenting grown-up moment where it was just like, I remember the feeling as a kid. I don't have it anymore. I hope these kids are having it. Like, I do. Like, and I do think they are. The kids get really excited about it and they get really jazzed. And you see a lot of sweet moments of kids being like, I'm buying this for my sister. And I'm like, that's so sweet. And things like that. I did have one kid. I'll end on this note. And I really thought it was funny. A little kid walked up to me and she was like, hey, my brother's got an e-wallet. It's this name. And I was like, okay. And I like looked up and I was like, yeah, you're right. And she was like, my parents said I could spend his money. And I was like, all right, man, you got to go home to that house.
That's hilarious. That puts you in a tight spot.
I just went.
That puts you in a tight
spot. I repeated what she said back to her. I was like, your parents said you could spend his money. And she's like, yeah. I was like, as long as your parents are cool with it, I'm going to keep going. And she's like, yeah. And I was like, okay.
You also didn't see me.
Yeah.
Is that clear to you?
My name.
What's your name, Sarah?
I'm
Evan Berger.
I'm Stephanie. And I am not the president of the PTA.
Last year I worked the book fair and I was the bouncer. Uh-huh. If we're going to keep with a bar theme, but that's kind of what I coined
it. You had to check receipts?
No, there's two entrances to the library.
Yep, same.
And the main entrance is where the cash registers were, and that's where the students were allowed to come in. We were treating it as a speakeasy. So you come in one door, you leave through the other door.
Yeah, we do that as well.
Okay, you were never there.
It's the best way to just kind of just, you get one pass and then get out of here.
Yeah, get the out of here. No, you weren't even really here. Don't tell your friends about this place. It doesn't exist. But some of the kids would try to come in the back door. And I was like, no, you can't come in this way. They also, my other job was the computer was next to me. And they were then they come in and said, do I have any money on my e-wallet? Or like, you can't come in this way. You have to go down that way. But like, whether or not, you can't even come in here if you don't have any money. That's what they were telling the kids. Because it gets like way too confusing. Or kids like wander around. And So I'm bouncing the back door am I telling kids that come in, poke their head in, hey, well, first of all, you're going to go down there? You have any money? I don't know. What's your name? I look it up. No, you don't have any money. Go out to class.
Do you know the...
And it was like kind of funny to talk to the kids like as if they were... I love talking to kids like if they're adults. Like when they're like little kids, you know?
Sure.
Then you're like, sorry, pal. Go back to class. Because there's like an element of that they think is kind of funny that you're addressing. They're like, what are you doing sticking around here? Come on.
Yeah.
Give them that kind of shtick, you know?
They smiled at you and cried as soon as they hit the corner.
That guy was so mean. Why was he on a stool? But you know, it's fun. The kids get really excited. I'm volunteering this Friday with my wife. We're going to go to the book fair and I'm excited.
So my wife volunteered the other day and the librarian gave her that job. She said, I want you to stand by this door.
Yeah.
And if they don't have money, you say, go away. And my wife goes, oh, I'm not doing that. Pick a different job for me. And I respected that. She didn't want to just...
Hey, listen, you know what?
She wanted to crush those kids.
You're not going
to
know yourself.
Here's the drawback to that. Here's why I don't like that rule. Uh-huh. I understand it. It clogs up the book fair. And guys, go ahead. Come at me. Write in and tell me I'm wrong. Tell me what you think. I just think I understand it clogs up the book fair. But also, like, what if a kid sees a book there that he really wants to get? And he talks to a friend who then buys him a book. Or he tells his parents and convinces him to give him money because I really saw this book I'd like.
You could buy your friend. Moment. They do get to go in. That's the thing. Every kid gets to go in beforehand and like look around. This is like a couple days before it starts.
Did the previews as well.
So they already do get that chance. The reason I say that is like you are allowed to buy whatever book you want. Mm-hmm. So if your friend is like, yeah, I'll buy you a book.
Yeah.
But you got to like remember which one it was. You can't both come in there and shop around. They were also saying like kids are kids. Like you got to check. They can't just leave with like... They got to have the receipt or whatever. They got to be clear to leave because like we had a lot of stolen books last year. And I was like, what? At an elementary school? Really? And they were like, yeah, it's like some of the kids don't really know. Other kids just like wander in and out. They try to get them because they just want them. Like, you'd be surprised at like little kids will test the boundary of like, what am I really allowed to do here?
It's wild. Kids understandably don't understand capitalism and that's fair because they'll just hold up a book and go, I want this. And you go, okay, that's cool. Let me help these people. And they just like start walking out. And we do have the librarian that's like,
yeah,
you have to pay for it. And he was like, I already told him I wanted it. And I was like, yeah, but you got to pay for it. He's like,
yeah. You're getting away with a lot at home?
Wow, this suddenly turned into not a library because I used to come into this very room, say I wanted a book, and walk out with it.
Walk back to my
closet. Now you're telling me I have to pay for it when you actually have good books.
Like, pay for it? What? Yeah.
You finally have good books and I don't get them for free anymore?
Is that where you were you bringing home Lord of the Rings books when you were at the book fair?
I didn't read Lord of the Rings till after the movies.
Until after the movies.
Yeah, I didn't know he existed until I saw the movies. And then I read him five times.
That's amazing. You saw the movies and then thought, I'm into that. I want to read those books. Mm-hmm. Oh, good for you. That's fun.
Yeah.
But so you were not 10 years old.
I was, I don't know how old I was, 16?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. That's great. Okay. Should we do some dumb dad moments?
Let's do some dumb dad moments.
Let's get into it. My dumb dad moment this week is sponsored by technology.
Okay.
Yeah. And this is, I'm going to ask you this question now, and I want you to answer it when I'm done talking about my dumb dad
moment. You want me to think about it?
Yeah. It's like, I want you to study it as I tell my story.
Okay.
You know, it's going to happen eventually where technology will just surpass our mental capacities. You know, you don't want to be the dad that's like, gee, I don't understand the internet when the internet happened.
Oh, sure.
Right? That line is somewhere out there in our future. We don't know where it is or how close it is.
Real quick, have you asked me the question yet?
What I want to know is...
I just want to make sure I didn't miss it.
No.
Okay. It just felt like you were on the...
I'm rambling.
Already started your story.
You're fearful of, like, did that line pass me and I didn't notice it?
Okay.
Right. Yeah, so sure. It's a little bit of that. Where on the side of the line am I right now in this story?
Yeah.
I think it's still quite a ways in front of me, but little things like this make me feel like I'm slipping up. Like, whoa, somebody's honking at you or something. And you're not paying attention. Right.
Yeah.
So we have a Nintendo Switch. You guys have a Nintendo Switch.
Yep.
Such a good little family console. Also, let me just side note.
Okay.
Of console gaming, Nintendo always finds the way to be like a little bit different and to take something that you like set on your TV and it turns it on your TV and to like leave with it and play it like it's a Game Boy. Yeah. It's like mind blowing.
Yeah.
Amazing. All right. So my son has a Switch, loves it. A couple days ago, he comes to me and he's like, Dad, I can't play Minecraft. I can't play Breath of the Wild. Like it tells me like, so I'm like, what are you talking about?
He was at our house.
He was at your house. Right.
When this
so
happened.
I go to like hit Minecraft, which user, my son. And it's like, the first thing it says is something like, let's check to see if you're available to play the software, which is like, what? And it's clearly like a system message.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, that what? That's really weird. And then another game didn't allow him to play it. And he had been asking me a couple of days, did you take a look at the Switch? I don't understand why I can't play it. Like he couldn't play games. It would come back and it was like, error, you don't have access to this game, whichever, which is like, yeah, we bought it and put it on the Switch. What are you talking about? We don't have access to it. And so busy finalizing moving out and like all this stuff, I just couldn't put it at the top of my priority list to like sit down and figure out what he did to make it so he couldn't play games. When he's telling me once in a while, hey, I went into your profile and I did this, I went and I changed my avatar. And it's like, just be careful when you're messing around settings, man. Like if you don't know exactly what you're doing, you hit okay because you don't understand.
Yep.
Next thing you know, the whole thing's in Japanese and I kind of know what to do.
Yeah.
So he's like, can you look at it? Can you look at it? The other day I had like a little bit of time. I could leave early and go to school and just kind of sit there for about maybe an hour of time to myself or whatever, or do a little project at home. I did like a 10-minute project at home. I grabbed the Switch and I took off for school. When I got in the pickup line way too early, I thought, all right, I'm going to dedicate this time to like mess with this. Like, what is wrong?
Yeah.
I go to play a game, same thing. Let me check. And I was like, this is wild. And then of course, reception sucks around the school. And like, you never know. Like, I couldn't even look up reasons why. So I finally get home and I'm, again, trying to do this. And it's like checking network. Oh, you don't have availability to do this, blah, blah, blah. And then it was like, I start looking up, like, why is this? I wrote down the specific error code I was getting.
Yeah.
Why am I getting this? It doesn't think that this is your Switch. It thinks this is your secondary Switch.
Mm-hmm.
Like as if we have a different device that we are, as it's our main whatever. But we've only ever had the one. So I'm like, what? What?
Yeah.
So all you got to do is go in and like deactivate primary device and activate this primary device by resigning into the eShop. Great, no problem.
Yeah, yeah.
So I go in and not only does it say that like my profile, who is the senior account of the whole thing, is like, this is not your device, but changing it to my device is grayed out.
Mm.
Further research, it's like, it's grayed out because you already switched it before this year. You have to wait a year to do it again.
Oh.
And the whole time my son is asking me, did you look at it? And I was like, no, but every time I would like have a little bit of an update, I'm like, wow, well, it says you don't have access because you're not the original user of the Switch. And I was like, so we got to be so careful when we're in settings, okay? Doing this and that. Whatever you did, I don't know. I'll figure it out, but it's going to take a minute. It's not just a button or something. I don't know why it's telling me. And he's like, okay. I finally am on like chatting with Nintendo support because somebody, however this happens or why this happens is a whole different thing. Hacked into our Nintendo family account and created a user for themselves on our family account, deactivated me, the main user from our Switch, to act as if it's some other thing connected to another device. And they are now on our family account and whatever. They have no way of contacting us or contacting my son or anything. It's just like this user that's
there. Did they buy games?
No, but that can happen. And it had just been short enough time, or maybe we have other privacy settings set for maybe my son's account and stuff in which they didn't have access to or whatever.
Yeah, that's ours.
But I mean, we have all the, it's like my son can only watch certain trailers and all this stuff. Yeah. But like, it was even like making us sign in to go to the eShop and stuff like that, which is like I never did before. It was just weird, really weird stuff. So I went and deleted this user and found out that people do this to either then have access to your like automatic payment schedule, to which then they can maybe get to your credit card stuff or whatever, and then like start buying games. So when they're contacting them, they're like, all right, we're going to wipe all your payment details. We're going to wipe all this stuff. We're going to make it so that you can re-register it to yourself. And might we suggest doing a double authentication password protection thing?
Yeah.
So I took care of all that and everything works again. The person in support was very helpful. I was just chatting with them, but they were very helpful. And the whole time this is happening, the closer and closer it gets to where it's like solved, I thought, man, I so clearly kind of just assumed and made it clear to him that this was my son's fault, that he was messing around in settings and clicked something he shouldn't have. And sure. Now we're in this situation. I'll fix it, but just let's be careful. And it was nothing he did. It was just like somebody hacked into the family side of it and was like made themselves a user and deactivated the Switch for us. That's all. But I was like, man, he doesn't even really know this yet. Because I didn't have time to explain it to him like the next day when he just said, is it fixed? And I was like, it's fixed. But he forgot his homework at school, so he wasn't allowed on screens. So he didn't question like, so how did you fix it or whatever? And I just thought, next time we talk about it, I'll tell him. So I owe him an apology that he will receive that he doesn't even know is coming or that he did anything wrong. I told him too, I was never mad or anything. I was just like, we got to be so careful about stuff like this, right? Because, and here the whole time it was like some thing that out of everybody's control, no reason why it happened. It just happened.
Okay.
And I was clearly like, I don't know, man. I don't know what you did, but we got to fix it. And I was like deleting users that he had created and stuff. I'm like, we got to knock all this stuff off, man.
We got to lose these accounts.
Now, maybe, I don't know, maybe because
Grandma's dormant, never playing her own.
Maybe those are dormant Zelda accounts and he sets up users that are like guest users and they have all kinds of access. And so that's kind of how it went through. But nothing he did on purpose or was like messing around and changing settings and stuff like that.
Okay.
So you think you have a handle on it?
I'm just wondering.
Okay.
You didn't yell at him.
No.
You didn't upset him, I assume. Maybe you did. Maybe you talked in such a stoic tone. Maybe you were as fun to him as you were to the kids at the book fair.
Why are you looking at your shoes? Look at me. I'm talking to you.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you can apologize to him.
Yeah.
But you've also got it in his brain to not mess around in settings.
Ugh, I know.
There is the other side that, like, because you weren't reprimanding him, you're like, hey, buddy, you just got to give a heads up to this. I don't know. Uh-huh. I don't know.
I think I'd rather. Here's the thing. I am going to apologize to him.
Okay.
And I'd rather take the route of showing honesty that I got something wrong and I kind of assumed he did it wrong.
I'm sure. Just so he knows that. A bunch.
Not that he doesn't know that I have done that before already. But I'd rather take that route and then also tell him, like, this is why we got to be careful, because I don't know why this happened, but if it's something that like mm-hmm. you create all these users to have other people have fun and then it's dormant and then that's why that kind of stuff. So that's why let's not do that kind of stuff, sure. because we wouldn't want somebody to come in here and like delete all of our games or something like that. Okay. So I hear what you're saying. Because I kind of do have him on the hook for that. But I think hopefully...
You got him thinking about it.
Like, hopefully I can like scoop in there and like add a little bit of a lesson while maintaining that.
Okay, so you're going to maintain... You're going to keep the lesson.
Keep
okay.
the lesson. So, I don't know. I also might screw it up and then it'll be free reign for anybody yeah. to just come delete all of us.
Yeah, probably. You just told the internet that you're pretty vulnerable.
Yeah. So it was like a secret dumb dad moment.
Yeah.
It's like no one really knows about it until now. I told everybody, but
a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So, what do you think? Is it like, is technology, or do you think that's just like?
I don't know that that's
too random.
I don't know that that's as much of an old thing as, and this is kind of a bummer answer, as much as like we're all gonna get our identity stolen. it just seems inevitable.
Yeah,
doesn't it?
I mean, I don't know. Have you ever had it stolen before? I mean, I've had credit card numbers stolen a couple times. One time, I don't know, $10,000-$15,000 or something like that. And it was like, they're calling us going, did you spend this money? And we're like, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, we don't have any of that money.
I don't know that that's as much of an old thing as, I mean, just there are a lot of monsters out there in so many ways on the internet that it's like, all right. There's one more thing. I was more worried about some creep talking to you. I didn't think it would be this.
I know. Yeah. Anyway, man, I know what you're saying. Like, here's the thing. I'm always going to feel that little bit of added extra pressure. I used to work for Apple, and so I should know.
Right.
It's like where I'm going to keep that on my shoulders. I should know. I should be a little bit
Apple more. Also being pretty user friendly for the most part.
And very good at privacy setting stuff. And honestly, yeah. I've always thought Nintendo's done an incredibly good job at like, whereas like on PlayStation or Xbox, which I think is always, I don't know, it's geared a little bit more towards adults, I think. If you're just going to draw a line, it's like Nintendo's for everybody. And so yeah. is PlayStation. And so is Xbox. But if you're going to draw a line, I would say Nintendo leans family. The other two lean entertainment. And like a lot of adult kind of game centered or older kids, maybe. I don't know. But all that to say, like you could play like FIFA on PlayStation or Xbox and like end a game and someone's like, yeah, be my friend. And you could be like, sure.
Right.
Like a Nintendo, it's like, you need to know my 28 digit code to even ask me to be your friend.
Yeah.
Which I appreciate
yeah.
because as you said, there's a lot of monsters out there on the internet. So anyway.
I agree.
It'll happen eventually.
But you
technology
are.
Technology will come and pull the rug out from under you.
You are old. I want to make sure that I don't want to make you feel that good. I want to remind you are old.
Yeah. What I don't want to lose, and this is kind of something probably also based on technology.
Yeah.
But it's like the desire to learn it, learn what has changed. That's where I think part of it is when the line gets too close to you and passes you by when you're just like, I don't know, I'm kind of just over it.
Sure.
I want to prevent that from happening as long as I can.
Yeah.
Not to be like, you know, not to prove anything, but because the youth will always know and adapt and know the latest thing. So I want to, that technology is going to be leveraged as we grow up more and more and more yeah, and more yeah. and more. So like, you know, you always want to kind of ride the wave if I can. Even though
if we can.
I don't know how to surf, but I'm just saying like, you know. Have the wave at least move you towards the shore a little
bit. I'll lay on it and just kind of roll there. Mine is in a similar vein, in a similar category, but it's sponsored by ADD.
Okay.
But here's where it is and isn't sponsored by ADD, because I have ADD. It's been a wild ride, this life of mine with uh-huh. ADD. Taking all those fun tests to find out, I do get distracted.
Uh-huh.
And it's funny because certain things like social media, for instance, which by the way, social media was, I mean, it was invented by somebody who was channel surfing.
Yeah.
That's where TikTok and Instagram came from. It was some guy who was just like 75, you know, Sonny Scott, you know, I'm going to kill the hostages and the, and it's like, I'm in love with you, John. It's just that. That's what like TikTok
Williams
and Instagram is.
You're batting 478.
Now I'm hoping to the listeners, maybe we could be your Shawshank, you know, the show that when you change that channel, you're like, yeah, I'll watch this.
Oh, wow.
No matter
if
what
we could only,
I'm just saying, I'm not saying that caliber. I'm just saying every time Shawshank's on, you're like, yeah,
I'm not going to turn the channel.
I'll at least watch this for a bit. Let us be your social media Shawshank.
Red was here.
I've definitely had times where, like, social media for me especially, and I know this is for a lot of people, this isn't just ADD thing, social media will just eviscerate time. Like, my wife, yeah, kids are in bed, my wife and I are hanging out for a little bit, maybe we'll watch a show, she'll decide to go to bed. I'm like, it's a little early for me, so I'm like, okay, I'm going to stay up and probably either play a video game, watch a show, whatever, and then I go on my phone. This happened a couple times, where then, like, an hour is gone of me watching nothing.
Like,
me watching, like,
to quote Shawshank, gone like a fart in the wind.
Gone like a fart in the wind. I mean, the amount of times, like, I've not finished a video, but I've gotten pretty far into it, where I'm, like, watching, like, you know, plaintiff mouths off to judge, and she really unloads on him. And you, like, watch, like, a minute and a half of it, and then you go, oh, I don't care. And then you swipe away. And
those kind of videos are infuriating to watch, when it's like, if I said, do you want to watch a video of that? You'd be like, not really. But now you're watching it, and now you're still watching it.
I think if you said to me, the problem with those videos, we don't have to get in the weeds on this, is that if you said to me, do you want to see a video of, like, some guy say the dumbest thing to a judge, and then the judge just unloads on him, I'd be like, absolutely I do. And then you'd be like, okay, but just so you know, it's like 4 minutes of nothing first.
Like, can we get rid of the 4 minutes?
We'll fast forward. Like,
but you don't know that if you've never
Know that when they're showing me garbage. That happens a lot, and it's like, it's always shocking when you, like, look at the clock and you're like, oh. So my dumb dad moment.
It's funny, you're gonna say, you like, and it's funny because then you don't get to play your video game.
Yeah, then I go to bed.
Which is also one of those things.
The video game is one of those things, but, like, you kind of go into it knowing you're not as mad at yourself. What I mean? Like, you're like,
I only mean it in the sense that time can disappear very quickly. It's a time vampire. It'll just suck time away from you. You don't even realize it's happening. But
with a video game, you can at least feel like, I finally finished that temple, accomplished this side mission.
I'm still going to choose to play this game that I like, and it will be fun for a while.
And it was too stupid because I am going to be, I'm going to be miserable tomorrow.
at least I know I passed level 30.
But I mean, that's what social media does. Having said that, you know, like, subscribe at the Dumb Dads. So my dumb dad moment the other day was like, I was, you know, in the office working most of the day, filming stuff, writing stuff, emails, whatever, right? And then I switched out with my wife,
The kids started filming all your videos.
Yeah, she took
doing
over.
Doing her Kevin impression.
She became the dominant account, locked me out. I was like, wait, what?
You need double authentication protection, Kevin.
So I go out, and it's like, it's later in the day. Like, it's probably like 5:30-ish, you know?
Yeah.
And I go out, and I see the kids, and I'm like, what's up, guys? I haven't really hung out with them all day. And my kids say the magic words to me. They say, Dad, can you play Legend of Zelda? They don't do this a lot, but they like to summon. Like, my son is so funny. He's such the youngest child. I am the youngest. There's something about being the second or just not the first, where, like, you get used to having to watch things because you're not old enough to do it, and you kind of appreciate it that way. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not as bummed about it. Mm-hmm. Some stuff you get bummed about, like, I want to try that, whatever. That's normal. But my son is like, he watches Legend of Zelda and goes, not a chance, but I'll watch you do it. Like, he just knows, he doesn't get upset. He doesn't go, like, a couple times he goes, can I try it? And I, like, hand it to him, and he just looks up at the sky, and the screen kind of spins looking at stars, and he goes, I can't. And he just hands it over, and you're like, all right, man.
I haven't had a conversation with my hands yet,
Having
coordination with them.
I apologize. I didn't realize it was that many buttons.
Oh, you're the guy.
Yeah.
I thought this was a show we're watching, a POV show.
Yeah, you're in control of just the camera. It's all of it. So, you know, it's funny when he's just like, I would love to watch you play Legend of Zelda. And then my daughter, who likes to play, but sometimes, like, I want to see where you're at because you're a little farther ahead than me. And I was like, it's just the child in me, the idiot man. And it's just like, yeah, that sounds like
a, yeah, And buckle up, by the way, I'm going to show you something.
That sounds like a great idea. So I sit down and I start playing. I get to, like, you know, a temple where, like, we're talking it through together. They're making suggestions on things to do in the game. And it's a very fun, like, nice little bonding moment.
Yep.
And after some time, my wife comes in and she was like, oh, hey, are you going to make them dinner? And it was, you know, past 6:30.
Okay.
You know, and it was just like the second she walked in, and it was one of those moments that, like, I'm an adult. I have a job. I pay taxes. I head up things at the PTA.
Yeah.
I get my oil changed at when you're supposed to. But I do things still like a child, like a teenager sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
The second she walked into the room, I was like, nah, you're in trouble.
Oh, yeah. You could feel it.
Because here's why.
And you hotter.
A little warm. Like, you're just like, you idiot. You knew you were on this for too long. And this is why I brought up the social media thing at first. Because social media, I genuinely mean this. You can be on it for so long and then look at the clock and go, gah! I was playing video games with my kids and definitely checking my watch.
Oh, whoa.
And going like, you got to get off this soon, bud. And just,
I was just going to go get some more. I got Yiga Clan. I got to get to the Yiga
time
Clan.
And just get this thing. Oh, wait, what's that distraction? What's that bright object? And it was just, it was great. Like, she wasn't mad or anything. She was just like, what's go? And the second she did it, I mean, it was like, again, like a kid. I'm a grown up. My name is also attached to this house that we bought. And yet, she walked in and I immediately went, pause, save, power off. Sorry. Yep. You're right. I'm sorry. I'm bad at this.
Was it predetermined that you were going to make them dinner, or was it just kind of like, I thought you were going to make them dinner. Now what is happening? Are we not doing dinner?
It was definitely predetermined. Like, all right, it's 5:30. I'm going to go like hang with the kids, whatever that means, which usually around 5:30 means feed them. I don't think like dinner was explicitly discussed. Again, it might have been. I wasn't batting.
I don't know. I was in.
Wasn't batting good numbers.
I was in the middle of Hyrule Forest trying to.
But it was just such a dumb moment of just like, you know, you're doing the wrong thing and you keep doing it. And then it was like, yeah, this isn't great. Because then you're like giving them dinner and you're also like, wow, you guys are really eating slow today. It's almost bedtime.
Guys, come on.
Yeah. You can't come get on. Mad at them. You burned that time. Now, if I was really smart, I would have cooked dinner as soon as I walked in that room, and then they could have watched me while they ate dinner. But listen, hindsight.
That's hindsight. Man, hindsight is a real bitch, you know. They say it's 2020, but in a lot of ways.
It was just embarrassing, and it was just one of those moments where you're just like, it's just the definition of a dumb dad. It's just like,
we put so much pressure on ourselves these days too. It's like, you're telling the story as if it was 9:15. You know what I mean? Like, you played for an hour. They're normally eating at 6:30. It's like, what, 6:42 maybe? Or whatever. But you're telling the story as if, like,
it was just like, you burned all this. Well, no, it's not just that. Because it's not just eating dinner. It's like, my wife was definitely taking over, like, the house tasks of, like, all the things. So when I was taking over, it's like, have I made coffee the next day? Have I cleaned up the kitchen? Have I, you know, like, have I done any of the stuff? I did none of it. Like, I walked in the room, they're like, video games? And I was like, you know it.
Have you played this game?
Like, she's doing all the things that day.
Yeah.
And then, like, tag out. And I'm like, go do your thing. I got this. Video games? Yeah, there's nothing else to do. What's that smell? I don't know. It smells like the oven's on. Oh, no.
Oh, man.
So, you know, just that's my dumb dad moment, is just ADD, but not ADD, because I was definitely aware of it.
Yeah.
I was definitely looking at my own mistake a couple times. Could have made better decisions. That's why video games are for lack of sleep end of the night. That's why they're there. That's why they're there.
Yeah.
Because it's like, are done. We're good for the day.
Yeah.
Now you can make poor decisions.
What we just miss is that there weren't that many tasks that you have to worry about at all because you're younger and you could play for hours in the day and then get something to eat to refresh your body so that you could play until 2 a.m. And then get up and go to work at like 8 o'clock. No problem.
No problem somehow.
Somehow. Come home. Different times. Play another level. Eat quick lunch. Go back to work.
Well, guys, if you have any...
Can you waste time with the best of them?
How are you at wasting time?
How are you at wasting
time? What is your guilty pleasure? Write into us of like how you like to kill time that you know is like, I don't have this time. Killing it anyway.
And please don't say reading books because that'll just make us feel so bad.
Okay? Unless you got your book at the book fair. Bringing it back.
Ah, yes.
You guys can email us, dumbdadpod@gmail.com, or you can DM us on Instagram. We're at the Dumb Dads. We have a mailbag coming out soon. We're going to go back to putting those out once a month. So please write in for those, and we will read them. Also, review this podcast, and we will read the next review on the podcast, you know, assuming it's good. If it's bad, we'll probably
read it. If it's really scathing, definitely going to read it. Definitely going to read it.
If it's fair and mean.
If it's fair, well thought out.
But if it's nice and funny, we'll also read it too. Keep that in mind. Whatever. Just give us 5 stars.
Be creative. Please. 5 stars
please,
and get
please
creative.
Please help us. Thanks to Everdo on SoundCloud for the music to this podcast. Thanks as always to our editor and producer and my wife, Annie, for all the work you do on this podcast. Evan, do you have anything to take us out?
I do. You want a stupid joke? Here's one for you. Yeah. Why did the computer go to the dentist?
Why did the computer go to the dentist? I don't know.
Get his Bluetooth checked.
Oh, just the one?
Yeah, well, I mean, it was on the fritz.
Oh. Okay.
That's a word someone that hasn't used in a long time. Okay, bye.
Goodbye. Welcome to the world, little one. Welcome to life.
How do I stop this?
The Dumb Dad Podcast is proudly presented by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.